You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
So the crypto market suffered a massive crash this week. It's been almost 1 year, actually more than a year, since the market saw such a huge crash. Last year, there was something called Black Thursday, which was just around the time when lockdowns were announced. A huge sell-off happened and prices dropped. This year, again, it has happened right now. And it seems nobody really understands why. But there are reasons. I mean, there are reasons that we can point to about why this has happened. The first was, of course, on May 19, the Chinese authorities imposed a ban on cryptocurrencies in a way. The authorities told banks to monitor trading more closely. They said exchanges are going to be illegal, so no exchanges will be allowed which allow the conversion of cryptocurrencies to fiat currencies, including the yuan, including the yuan. And they also prohibited institutions from accepting payments in crypto or using them as a means of payment or settlements. So essentially, all this means that, you know, people who were dealing in crypto will have trouble converting all of that to real fiat currency. And as governments and regulators have said many a times, cryptocurrencies have no real value unless you can convert them to fiat currency. Simply because of the fact that they're not yet accepted by governments and regulators. Now, of course, if all of this had happened in India, it wouldn't have had that big an impact on the global crypto market. What changed is the fact that China is one of the biggest and most important countries when it comes to crypto. For example, according to some estimates, over 75% of all Bitcoin mining happens in China. And that is hugely important because without mining, there is no crypto, there is no crypto trading, there is no exchanges, nothing. Miners are the people who are essentially authenticating the transactions. They're maintaining the digital ledgers that are so important and the core of all of this technology. And without them, the industry cannot run. And they make their money by mining, because when they're mining, new currency is also created. Now, Chinese mines are often valued in the billions. And if these guys are suddenly stopped from converting their cryptocurrency to fiat, then of course they could go out of business very easily. But now here's the funny thing. A lot of industry insiders say that they don't even care about the China ban. In fact, somebody I spoke to just say 2 hours before recording this episode, and he works at one of the largest exchanges in India. He said that this ban has been existent in China for a while. That China had talked about this back in 2017. So it's like a 3-year-old news for them, and that it changes nothing for the market. He said he and many other experts have said that the bigger reason for this sudden sell-off and the drop in prices is because the market was expecting a correction. What it's showing is that there have been tweets from people like Elon Musk who have suddenly gone back on crypto. Musk, of course, faced a lot of pushback from the crypto community recently because of his comments. Tesla announced that they won't be accepting crypto payments because they're worried about the environmental implications of mining. And all of that has led a lot of retail investors to leave the market. But the thing is that the serious players in crypto who are putting in really huge amounts of money, they're not people who were there for sort of overnight money making. So what a lot of experts have said is that this sell-off that we saw where the crash happened is mostly because these sort of overnight players who had come to earn some quick money are leaving. And that's probably a good thing for these people as well. There's also the concept of a bear market. The crypto industry was in a bull run for over 6 months now, which means that prices were rising constantly. So again, insiders and serious players have expected a bear market, which is where prices start dropping for a prolonged period. And that could begin now. Although some have said that it will still be a few months before a bear market really begins, and there will be probably another price rise. But from here on, a lot of people mostly expect the price to not increase in sort of those really high fluctuations where Bitcoin is just going crazy high. Those people say they don't exist anymore. This is where things start to stabilize and eventually they become a more bear market, as I said before. And Bitcoin wasn't the only one that was affected by all of this. Ethereum, of course, was affected. Bitcoin and Ethereum are two of the biggest cryptocurrencies in the world. But also, you know, meme-based currencies like Dogecoin and Shiba Inu, they were affected. Dogecoin and Shiba Inu were down by just over 12% and 20% respectively when I was recording this episode. And there were others like Litecoin, Uniswap, which also dropped in value. Now, you're probably wondering how all of this affects the India market, right? Simply put, crypto is a global market. It's not one country has its own market. Whatever changes happen globally will affect India as well. But there is one other thing to note about India. In the past week, a lot of crypto exchanges have been telling their users that they won't be accepting payments in Indian rupee for a while, or at least for the foreseeable future. And the reason for that is apparently the RBI has informally been telling banks to stop transacting with crypto companies. So essentially, while you and I can make a deposit on an exchange, the exchange probably does not have a bank account where it can take that deposit. And that, of course, is a problem. There are no regulations in India though, so there is no clarity on how all of this can happen, which is where all of this is stuck. But that also tells you that India is still in sort of a unclear space when it comes to cryptocurrencies. If you are just sort of one of those fly-by-night kind of crypto traders, you might have made money in the short run, but essentially people like that will now be worried about regulations in future. Will there be crackdowns on this? Will governments tax this in different ways and all of that? And all of this will, of course, scare these investors who entered the market simply because they thought they could make some quick money. And they didn't really or don't really understand the crypto space. Now, it's absolutely fine to not understand it. Many of us do not understand mutual funds and stock markets, but we do invest in them somehow. So there's absolutely nothing wrong. But crypto being a part of technology and something that's really, really complex, it also means that people are more uncertain about it. And the best part for the crypto industry is that many people think that this might be a good thing, because the faster a bear market comes, better the chances of innovation happening. According to, again, industry insiders, when a bear market happens, that's when the best crypto projects start. So one thing that many people do not get is that crypto tokens that you're buying and selling, that you're trading on exchanges, are not necessarily meant for that. A lot of tokens are the basic powering block of a project, and that project itself might be very important. There's a good example of this in India. An Ethereum-based project called Polygon has suddenly shot up to the top 20 cryptocurrencies in the world. Its market cap has gone up to the really high billions, and it is worth a lot at the moment. But while Polygon may be rising in prices, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what they wanted. In fact, the Polygon project was created in order to help the creation of other decentralized finance app. And that is what the Polygon platform actually is meant for. The token just powers that platform. In fact, Sandeep Nelwal, who is one of the founders of Polygon, was also the man behind the India COVID Relief Fund, which I talked about in the last episode, which received a $1 billion donation from Ethereum's founder, Vitalik Buterin. And these projects are what take the whole industry forward. The crypto tokens that are created, they can be used for a lot of other purposes. They can be used to build more decentralized apps. They can be used to build apps that are much more secure. They can even at times be used to build social media and games and so on. And people who have been in this space for a long time, people who are evangelists, who run startup accelerators for blockchain firms, they say that only when a bear market comes is when proper innovation happens. So we're probably nearing a time when we're going to see more projects than just talk about how much crypto prices have risen. And that overall is a very good thing. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.